This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch on this September 11th, 2023, 22 years after the day that our country was attacked by Osama bin Laden and company, Al-Qaeda. By the way, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the line, on the Genesis Communications radio network out there, GCNlive.com, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the largest radio markets in America. And, of course, we're also on a number of leading independent stations all around the countryside, and we appreciate that, too. Gives us a great cross-section of the country to talk to. And you can hear us around the world on the Internet as we stream live on the Internet, off our syndicator's website, GCNlive.com, our Salem websites, my website, on my website, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you can hear all of that over there. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women out there, a special thank you to you, the FedEx, the UPS drivers that are out there, the bulk mail haulers, and of course the only people that will be delivering mail today will be the guys going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, because they're out there on the long hauls, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel so we can get on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, out there in the land of lollipops, fruit, nuts, berries, and oh, Nancy Pelosi, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy. All right. Thank you very much, boys and girls. See you later. We'll see you later. Bye. See ya. All right. 80 degrees outside and clear skies right now. Nice night here in Tampa. You ready for the pledge number two, sir?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. We got a caller on the line. Let me go pick up the caller. Hang on. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ron. I'm below Tampa by about 70 miles in Nokomis.
All right, what's up?
I just want to let you know that it's really a unique opportunity to have a host like yourself, and I want to personally thank you just in case I don't get to see you in person today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that, sir, and I was afforded the opportunity to be able to speak at that event in Sarasota today which it didn't take me long to say yes because of the fact of what it's all about. And and all these events, all these tragedies like this that we turn into ceremonies are about those that we lost, not about those of us that are still standing, but the ones we lost. And this is where we honor their memory.
Yes, sir.
And I thank you very much, and hopefully we will get a chance to see you.
And I hope so, too.
All right. Thank you very much, Ron.
Bye.
All right. Gee, Kyle, that was kind of a surprise.
Well, yes, and I think obviously an honor as well, but I appreciate what you say, Captain, in the sense that you're talking about those who never made it out, who did not walk away or come away from that tragedy. But for people like yourself and others, they're there to also continue to tell the stories and to of what these mm-hmm. people did, their great bravery.
That's it. That's exactly it. We're there to talk about Oriel Palmer. And I am going to talk about him today a little bit and talk about a couple of other people that were great friends of mine that I lost. The last time I saw them was they were on their way up the stairs, and I was trying to get my equipment together to get up the stairs with my men. I only got a little ways, but oh well. Okay, now, over the weekend, we talked about the New Mexico governor. And now the National Association for Gun Rights and a local unnamed resident have launched a lawsuit, an emergency lawsuit, against Governor Grissom in New Mexico for violating their Second Amendment rights. Now, as fate would have it, Jonathan Turley, the very world-famous and American-famous law professor, said that this is absolutely a violation of the Second Amendment, that a governor cannot pull everybody's gun rights just because a few people have done something illegal.
Right, yeah, he referred to it as a flagrantly unconstitutional order, basically, as he tweeted out on X. But you're right. Jonathan Turley certainly knows what he's talking about. And here you have the governor of the state trying to deprive in no small way people's constitutional rights. And that's not something a state can do.
Well, our good friend Mark Walters, who's a regular contributor to the show, normally on Wednesdays, hopefully we'll be able to talk to him on Wednesday. He spent quite a bit of time last night on that, and we'll get into that when we talk to him on Wednesday. We'll get into that with him. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Here comes the music, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Patriot Day 2023, 22 years later.
Who found it? The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. I had breakfast with him on Saturday morning at 0500. After I got off the radio, we went over to IHOP and had ourselves a little bite to eat. He was up here in the area, dropping off one of his passengers. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, of Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously, and I've taken it for going on well over 13 years now. And the reason I take it is for two reasons. It works. Very simple. It works. Now, I had another problem surface recently, and it's my left finger and hand, which it feels like I jammed the finger, but I don't know if I did or not. And my hand just has a sharp pain in it going up towards my wrist. So yesterday it got to the point to where I went, oh boy. So I took a packet of Relief Factor just to see if it would work. And last night, I took it around midnight. And within 10 to 15 minutes, it calmed down. Everything was gone and I feel great. The pain is gone, and I've got my hand back again, and I can actually feel a little something because it was numb and all that. But the product is the darnest thing I've ever seen because it will actually go straight to the source of the problem that you've got, and the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, will actually stop it or slow it down or even eliminate it altogether so you don't have any more pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. And simply put, it works. So for $19.95, you can try it, the 3-week quick start, by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain one more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And I'm telling you, you will be surprised at what it does. And it works for some people sooner than later.
And some other people, it works a little bit later than sooner. But all I can tell you is it works for me, and that's why I'm telling you about it. And in the words of Kyle Warren, who likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! ReliefFactor.com/Captain1995 and a 3-week work start. And while you're there, check out their vitamins, too. I take vitamin B12 from them, vitamin C, and vitamin D3. And they've also got a product called Calm, which will help you sleep. If you're all hyped up and wound up and can't seem to get to sleep because you got yourself all jacked up on caffeine or coffee or something like that, take one of those little capsules, the Calm capsules, and it'll slow you down and you'll get a little bit drowsy and nighty-night, see you later. All right, well, Kyle, Jim Jordan, and I think Congress is coming back tomorrow, is that right?
I believe so.
Okay, well, Jim Jordan has said that his committee, his congressional committee, is going to investigate the special prosecutor Jack Smith's office over the abusive tactics that they seem to be taking in the Donald Trump trial and investigation that's taken place. Now, that's going to be kind of interesting because political, yeah, but maybe it needs to be.
Well, many would talk about the idea of the prosecutions of Donald Trump generally are political salvos, you know, political torpedoes that are being fired. So these prosecutors should probably welcome the idea that people want to know more about these prosecutions, but I don't think that they would really feel that way.
Well, not Jack Smith, because Jack Smith has a reputation for being a guy with an axe and going out there and just chopping things up. And, you know, that's fine and dandy in the world he lives in, but it's not fine and dandy in the real world, because I don't know too many people are going to put up with that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Now, I want to talk about something that we haven't mentioned until now, and that's Barack Obama, and how our tax dollars funded the entire border crisis. Because what you're not hearing is that the Department of Homeland Security recently announced $77 million in funding for non-governmental organizations known as NGOs that provide temporary shelter and other eligible costs for illegal immigrants. Now, the DHS has given over $770 million to these groups since the passing of President Joe Biden's omnibus spending bill last year. And why this matters, Kyle, is because of when it started. It didn't start under Joe Biden. It started under Barack Obama. And Donald Trump had actually done something to stop this or slow down the process. And Joe Biden nixed all of that. And here we go again. And as I said, $770 million. Wouldn't that have gone a long way to fix some roads and bridges?
Well, sure. Or also enhancing border security.
Thank you. Now, the NGOs incentivize illegal immigration by rewarding border crosses with resources free of charge, helping them settle in the U.S. while their immigration proceedings play out for years and years. And the groups are a key tool in the Biden administration's tax governance of the border, leading Republicans to call for defunding them. Now, how they do it is these taxpayer-funded groups distribute maps to illegal migrants that highlight border crossing points where it's easy to get across. It works hand-in-hand with the government to process them, to provide food, shelter, transportation around the country, gives them food stamps and other things where they can get money, plus legal services to avoid deportation. How about that? Our own government, the Biden administration, is paying to keep these illegals here illegally.
But why do they do that? Because
votes.
Right? Because
votes.
Because they
votes.
See them as being a basis for you're right, for voting for them in the future and keeping them in power. So it's kind of crazy like a fox, right?
Well, even Biden's own DHS got caught providing funds and services to gotaway illegal immigrants who had successfully evaded law enforcement and were therefore ineligible for any kind of aid at all. And this is one of the reasons why they continue to threaten to go after Mayorkas because he's allowing this to happen. And again, under former President Donald Trump, this was all stopped.
Right, exactly. But once it changed back over again, they continued to use that opportunity.
But we need to look no further than how it got started to begin with, and it got started under Barack Obama.
Yeah, no real surprise there, I would think.
Not to me, but it is to some of the people listening, I'll bet you, because they're going to go, what are you doing bringing him up for? Well, I think I just told you.
Indeed.
By the way, we make steel in the United States, right?
I believe so, yeah.
We used to be the number one producer of steel in the world, right?
Yes.
Well, the American steel industry could be sold to a foreign nation sooner rather than later. And Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, said that the U.S. steel company, the United States' top steel company, is in danger of being auctioned off to a foreign power. You heard me right. U.S. steel is up for auction. And Vance noted that a 1986 court decision forces shareholders to sell the company to the highest bidder, even if the buyer is foreign. That means, just for example, that a Chinese company could buy U.S. steel and control a large part of America's steel industry, which could threaten our national security. Well, no kidding.
Exactly right. Yeah, this is a real significant development.
So when are we going to change that law?
Well, number one, you'd have to be able to get it through the legislature first, the House and the Senate, and then have a president who doesn't want a foreign entity to own U.S. steel.
Well, Ohio's
sign it into law.
Ohio Senator Vance is trying to advance legislation to stop this, but the problem is he can't get it out through committee because who runs the committees in the Senate? The Democrats.
Precisely, yes.
So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, this is why the elections have consequences. I mean, that's what, right, in that go back to Barack Obama.
Got to get it right.
To John McCain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So this is why, see, all these things are on the table. And this is why, unfortunately, a lot of times the elections boil down to some, you know, one or another hot issue. But you have to look at the whole thing and whether or not your country is going to be able to move forward. And don't just do it on one issue. But the Democrats are very good at getting you or getting people to focus on the one issue like they did in the midterms.
Yep, got to get it right. Okay, hold on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to do our 30-minute bottom of the hour break here, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their own bills.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden voiced his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. The statement was made during a press conference in Hanoi following his talks with Vietnamese leaders.
It's less about containing China. I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about.
The president acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China and said he would like to meet with Chinese President Xi. On the 11th day of the manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police say there's been a new sighting of escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Surveillance video showed him in Phoenixville, about 30 miles from Philadelphia. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more people injured. It was the strongest to strike that country in over a century. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're having problems with your ankles or your feet or your arches or your legs below the knee and you're not getting anywhere, it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and give a call to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because they have other podiatrists that they are affiliated with around the countryside, come to find out, especially the one up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And all you got to do is call them at 727-896-4615 to find out more.
That's 727-896-4615 to find out more. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They certainly helped me, and they can certainly help you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Why are conservatives channeling the thoughts and actions of Richard Nixon from years ago?
That's a very good question. What do you think?
Well, conservatives are increasingly referencing former President Richard Nixon and his policies as a model for the next Republican presidency. They see parallels with the 1960s, both in domestic and global issues facing America, and there are some similarities. We had a freeze on prices, goods, services, prices, labor, you name it, that stopped the economy from going off the rails and brought things back into line, and that's one thing that comes to mind. You remember that?
Yes.
Now, influential activist Chris Rufo is pointing out that when Nixon was around, his tenure was seen as a blueprint for a modern conservative counter-revolution. Nixon took aggressive stances to establish law and order, to notably disarm the left-wing groups involved in mob violence, and revolutionary activities as well.
Well, you know, I'm wondering how price freezes would go over today. I mean, we're talking some 50 years ago in a very different environment. I'm just wondering how people might react if they might see it almost like an emergency maneuver. Otherwise, perhaps looking at inflation from a more organic perspective might be a better attack these days.
Well, it is an emergency maneuver for sure. Yep.
So, again, we're looking at fuel prices. We're looking at these kinds of things. So, yeah, I mean, it's all very interesting, but I'm wondering how it might actually play, just given the idea that somehow people would say, well, wait a minute, because the prices of things a lot of times are based on what's happening overseas or how much it takes to ship and all that kind of thing. So I'm just wondering if it would be effective today as it was 50 years ago, let's say.
Well, Nixon, foreshadowing modern concerns, identified government bureaucracy as a left-leaning entity in need of reform. And he wanted these agencies under tighter presidential control and more responsive to elected leadership, which kind of makes sense to me. Shouldn't they be responsible to the people that we elect?
Well, of course. You mean government agencies and so forth? Well, of course, yes.
Okay. Well, all that being said, now that the GOP's 2024 frontrunners are former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, they both want to reign in the administrative state, too, and they've said so.
Right, exactly, yeah, going after the administrative state. Well, and, you know, that's always, you know, you can pull things out of history and especially look to see what worked and what didn't work. But certainly some of those sentiments are there. And even today, of course, people feel that the bureaucracies and so forth have gotten so far out of control. But that's, again, this is why a lot of these elections should be, you know, covering a large sort of area of what's happening in our nation and not simply focus on, well, we're going to make sure the abortion thing is going to be there for you, or we're going to make sure the abortion thing is not going to be there for you. They have to look at the whole thing because the country has so many different issues that it's dealing with.
I just got a message here from the place where I'm going to be speaking today, the group, which is actually the University of South Florida, were the ones that asked me because they're the people that are responsible for putting this together. Apparently, we're going to have a television crew there doing some of this live reporting back as to what is going on. So that means that the people here in the, I guess it's 7 or 8 county area of Southwest Florida will be able to see some of what's going on. So just to identify myself a little bit for the radio audience, I'll be the guy with the white shirt and the brass and the decals and fire department in New York and the white hat on the fire department hat. I'll be easy to spot. So I'll try to keep it brief, but I don't know what's going to happen. But I just found out about it.
Wow, well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be interesting. So if you can't make it there, I guess you're going to see it there. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, and I had the first perfect face for radio. Well, listen, what's going on in Mexico with abortion? I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out. I heard somebody say, well, there's 14 states that are still illegal, and they're not going to go longer, they're not going to this, not going to that. Oh, yeah, they are. This was the Supreme Court of Mexico that says that they can get the women can get an abortion anywhere they want in the country of Mexico, anywhere.
Yeah, that's very interesting when that came out here just recently. And up to this point, it was divided, but yeah, now it's unified.
How about it was criminal in Mexico? You could go to jail for that. The women could go to jail.
Right.
The doctor too, but the women.
That's right.
The women could go to jail that were getting this done.
Yeah, and I guess it would be, this is, again, you know, maybe a harbinger of what it looks like, you know, perhaps in the United States as well. Obviously, we didn't have those restrictions of late, but definitely this is a key issue. And this issue in and of itself, it's important to point out, can transcend many of the economic issues. So it's not simply an economic battlefield in politics. It's a social or policy battlefield as well.
Well, this is part of the Green Wave movement. That's what they're calling this, and it's spread across the entire region of Central America, Latin America, Central America. It led to decriminalization in other countries, Argentina and Colombia, and now Mexico.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah, a significant development, to say the least.
Well, it's all kind of turning around here for some reason. By the way, Sudan, you know, has been having a civil war, right?
I believe so, yes.
5 million people have been displaced by the civil war in Sudan. They have nowhere to go. They're literally living out in the desert.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable number. I don't even know where to begin of how somebody would begin to take care of something like that.
Well, I don't either. And, of course, we've got the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up here pretty quickly. And let me see here. Yeah, we do in about 20 seconds. But Denise Simon will be around after that. And, of course, we've got quite a few things to ask her about, including what the hell was President Biden thinking yesterday when he said whatever he mumbled. And I still don't know what the hell he said to you.
He just said something about he was going to go to bed, and then at the end of the press conference.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to bed. And turned around and walked off.
Exactly.
I'm going to bed, turned around and walked off. Unbelievable. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the update on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yes, there is an update. Sure is. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Soul. It breaks his heart.
is a classic Toby Keith song made in America, Kyle. What a great morning it is to play stuff like this and just sit back and think about, you know, what it is that makes this country so great.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Now, we're going to get to the weather right here because we've got locally heavy rain right now. It's developing in the northeast and out in the plains. And we've got some fog that's broken up since the last time around. And Lee has re-strengthened to a major hurricane. It's no threat to land, but it's got some seas, I'm telling you. 35 to 40-foot high seas in the middle of that storm. Go for it, Kyle.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we're going to continue to take a look at some of the precipitation that we're seeing around the west right now. Again, most of that's going to be confined into Colorado and actually right now into New Mexico as well. So if you're near the Fort Collins area coming down I-25, you're going to have rain pretty much all the way to Denver, get a slight respite. It's going to stick east and west of 25 until you get round down towards Colorado Springs and then on down to Walsenburg, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's also going to stretch both eastward over toward Creed and Alamosa, and then also eastward along I-70 over towards the border there with Kansas. So be aware of that. And then just south of Santa Fe, we got some rain going on there. And then northwest of Santa Fe, up near Cuba. That's right, Cuba.
Cuba.
That's right.
Cuba,
New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, you've got rain up in that area as well. So be careful out there.
Well, since we talked to you last hour, folks, we've had a couple of little changes to the weather. Now it looks like as if you're going to have fog to contend with if you're going south of Houston down towards Brownsville all the way along the Gulf side there. You're going to have some fog going inland, so that'll be the next problem you've got. It's kind of patchy over in Louisiana along I-10. You'll pick it up coming into New Orleans, and you'll run out of it when you leave New Orleans over there around Lake Pontchartrain. And then you'll have hit or miss up around Mobile over towards Crestview, Florida, and going up into the Minnesota area, east of the Twin Cities, coming out on 94. There's some fog there right now that runs right over into the upper peninsula of Michigan, and not quite to Duluth, so Duluth, you're out of it, but there is some rain east of Duluth up in the upper peninsula tonight of Michigan, so beware of that. You'll find some of that up there. And then moving on down and over to the east, we've got a couple showers over around Toledo, a couple showers up there around Watertown, New York. Looks like we got some rain showers along the border with Binghamton and Wilkes-Barre right there in the middle, right on the I-81 on the New York-Pennsylvania border. And then we've got some fog in the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia right now, so be advised of that. And that's probably along I-81, looks like, coming out of Tennessee. And then down in Tennessee, we have some unsettled weather conditions there for more of the same. Could be some rain showers, by the way, over in there, too, working their way across into the East Coast. And we could see more of that in Virginia and in the northern part of North Carolina. Now, there is quite a bit of fog and some showers attached to it up around Cape Cod and into Boston and the lower part of New Hampshire and the eastern part of Connecticut tonight. So be advised of that. And it looks like we got some fog around Long Island tonight. And then again, just for good measure, I guess they want some fog up there in Maine because we're going to see it going up towards Nova Scotia up 95 from the New Hampshire state line all the way up through there. It's going to be patchy to begin with, and it's going to be pretty steady from Portland on up into the Nova Scotia area. All right, well, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And during the month of September, that's Driver Appreciation Month, and they're saying thank you to pro drivers. Folks, go over to pilotflyingj.com, check out the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to be able to enjoy 3 free drinks from your favorite brands, find new exclusive deals, celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and we've got Denise Simon on the line, so we're going to go up and pick her up. Good morning to you. Well, wait a minute. Works right when I push the right button here. Okay, good morning to Denise.
Hey, okay. Hey,
yeah,
good morning.
I got to push the button in the right direction here. Joe Biden is insisting he's not trying to contain China, not that he could, and he's courting Beijing's, as he courts Beijing's rivals on his little trip over there, which nobody seems to know what he's saying because he had to go to sleep last night.
You know, and he repeated himself so many times about China. And so the message wasn't to answer the question. That was really speaking to China. Hey, you know, we're on your side, Beijing. You know, we're going to continue to cozy up to the Chinese Communist Party, in spite of all the things that China has done to the United States. And I guess he was saying all this because President Xi didn't attend this G20. He's just doing his long distance messaging to him that, hey, you know, I still hold high regard for everything in the Chinese Communist Party. So, and then I guess things were kind of going sideways a little bit, even more so, such that Karine Jean-Pierre got a little, antsy and she cut him off, in the middle of his talking. Thank you for your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta go.
Yeah.
So.
And then they played music because that wasn't good enough.
Right.
Yeah. So then they turned the music up so you couldn't hear anybody talking. Oh, boy. What a bunch. What a bunch of wild Indians.
Well, no argument from me. I was pretty disgusted.
All right. Well, Kyle, hold that thought. Denise, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after the break and more. Hour number three coming back here on September the 11th, 2023, the 22nd anniversary of the attacks in the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and that field in Shanksville. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.